later in the speech, he says, whatever we once were, we are no longer just a Christian nation. We are also a Jewish nation, a Muslim nation, a Buddhist nation, a Hindu nation, and a nation of non-believers. Well, I say, excuse me? 76% of the people identify themselves as Christian. There are only 0.6% who are Muslim, 0.7% who are Buddhist, 0.4% who are Hindu. That's from last year's Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life religious survey. So he's diminishing the idea that people of Christian faith have anything to say. And then he begins to diminish you.
And even if we did have only Christians in our midst, if we expelled every non-Christian from the United States of America, whose Christianity would we teach in the schools? Would it be James Dobson's or Al Sharpton's?
Oh, we have to camp on that for just a moment, because he has compared you somehow as being on the right what Al Sharpton is on the left. Al Sharpton achieved his notoriety in the 80s and 90s by engaging in racial bigotry. Many people have called him a black racist. Yeah. And he is somehow equating you with that and racial bigotry.
Huh. Tom, I don't want to be defensive here. Obviously, that is offensive to me. I mean, who wants to expel people who are not Christians? Expel them from what? From the country? Deprive them of constitutional rights? Is that what he thinks I want to do? Why this man jump on me? I haven't said anything anywhere near that. He also equates me with Al Sharpton, who is a reverend. I am not a reverend. I'm not a minister. I'm not a theologian. I'm not an evangelist. I'm a psychologist. I have a PhD in child development from the University of Southern California. And there is no equivalence to us. I don't want to overreact to it, but this comment was made 2 years ago, and it's taken me 2 years to find out about it.
Well, so. You're in good company, because from there he proceeds to disparage serious understanding of the Bible.